The translation of text 35 is, when Bali Maharaja performed these sacrifices, he gained a great reputation in all directions throughout the three worlds. Thus, he shone in his position like the brilliant moon in the sky. Next, text 36, translation. Because of the favor of the Brahmins, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmanas are called Dijadeva and Kshatriyas are generally called Naradeva. The word Deva actually refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas guide human society in becoming happy by satisfying Lord Vishnu. And according to their advice, the Kshatriyas, who are called Naradeva, keep law and order so that other people, namely the Vaishyas and Shudras, may properly follow regulative principles. In this way, people are gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the English canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets. First of all, I should convey thanks to all of you here in Bhaktivedanta Manor. You are taking care of the Sisi Radha Gokulanda, Sitaram Lakman Bhaktivanumanji and Gomita. And you have given opportunity to us to speak Srimad Bhagavatam today here. So we are very happy for that. Here, it is said that Bali Maharaj became very satisfied when he could enjoy the heavenly planet like Indra. And Indra demigods, all the demigods headed by Indra, they disappeared because they could not take the Bali Maharaj and Asuras, those who were attacking them. So by the instruction of Guru Brihaspati, they were hiding until the Bali Maharaj will become powerless, then they will come back and occupy the heavenly planet. So here the interesting thing is, the Bali Maharaj became very powerful by performing sacrifices by the help of Brahmanas. So here Prabhupada Maharaj in his purport saying, Bijadeva and Naradeva. This Bijadeva, the Brahmins actually, they are a representative of Bhagavan Krishna. And also the Kshatriyas are also representative of Bhagavan Krishna. Naranang Naradhipaham. So the both Brahman and Kshatriya, they want to just give some directions to the human being, human society, so that they can go and worship Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Thereby, they will get all types of happiness or satisfaction. So Brahmana's duty is to preach, is to speak about Krishna. What Brahmana will speak or what Brahmana will preach, the Brahmana will preach how one should wander in the land of Bhagavan Krishna or Vishnu. That is the preaching of Brahmana. In other words, we can say the Brahmana is speaking how one should do Hari Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan, nicely. Without the help of a Brahmana, one cannot go for Bhajan. And those who are in this age of Kali, who are taking birth in Brahmana family, actually they are not Brahmana. They are Brahmana Bruba. Deva Brahmana, Brahmana Bruba. It is stated in the Shastra that
जन्मना जायते शूद्र संस्कारात् भवेत् बीज्य वेद पाठात् भवेत् विप्र ब्रह्म जानाति ब्राह्मण. सो दोज यू आर टेकिंग बर्थ हियर दे आर ऑल शूद्रस, नो वन इज ब्राह्मण, दे आर ऑल शूद्रस. बाय संस्कार दे विल बिकम ब्राह्मण, they will become Dija, then they will have some eligibility to go through the Vedic scriptures, then they will call Vipra, then after going through the Vedic scriptures, they will try to know who is real Supreme Lord or Brahman. Brahma Janati Brahman. When they will know the Supreme Lord, then they will try to serve Supreme Lord, try to please Supreme Lord. And by pleasing Supreme Lord, they will become happy, they will be satisfied. So, those who are not able to please Supreme Lord, they are not satisfied. They might have done so many things, so many activities, so many endeavor efforts, but they will never be satisfied. But if one will give satisfaction to the Supreme Lord, he will be satisfied, automatically satisfied. This is the teaching of Brahmana. Brahmana is teaching how one can make Krishna satisfied, how one can make the Lord, Supreme Lord satisfied. Therefore he is Brahmana and he is the head of the society. The head, our head or our brain is thinking what to do, what not to do. So this is coming from our head, it's coming from our brain, what we should do and what we should not do. So this head is deciding what we should do. So similarly, in the society, the Brahmana, they will decide what is our duties or what is our dharma is. And in order to keep up this dharma, keep up our duties, the Kshatriya will help. Why they are called Kshatriya? Because they protect the Kshetra. Kshetra means field. Field of activities. The field of activities is to how to please Krishna. That is our field of activities. Our activities, we should please Krishna. And how it will go on, that should be taken care by the Kshatriyas. Kshetra Rakshaka is protecting the Kshetra. Therefore he is Kshatriya. And not only the Kshatriyas are protecting Kshetra, but also they will help the Brahman to preach. So therefore we know from the Bhagavatam and many Shastras they are saying the Brahman will not be taxed by king. Rather, king will maintain the Brahman. Because Brahman will preach and Brahman will give the knowledge by which one can come to the Supreme Lord and how one can serve the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada Maharaj, many times he says that we are creating Brahman. Actually, we are creating Brahman. That is Prabhupada's statement. So how he said this thing, how he is creating Brahman? Because he is bringing the human society to Krishna consciousness, or he is giving consciousness by which one can come to Krishna and serve Krishna. And that is the duty of Brahman. A Brahman is truthful, always truthful. Earlier time, only those who are born in high class family, they were given initiation, sanskar. That means Shudra was not having any right to get sanskar or get initiation. The women, they were not having any right to get initiation. Only the Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya, they were getting initiation. Earlier time it was there. So one time, Gautama Muni, Gautam Muni, one boy came to Gautam Muni for initiation. Gautam Muni asked that boy, "What is your father's name? From which family you came? What is your father's name?" From the father's name one can understand whether he is from Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya. Family name must be there. But that child, that boy said that I do not know what is my father's name. And I asked my mother about that. My mother said, "I cannot say who is your father. Because I served many persons, many men, and I got you. So that I cannot say who is your actual father." He said this thing to Gautam Muni. And Gautam Muni immediately said, "You are a Brahmana." The Brahmana, very truthful. Very truthful. Satya. So therefore Gautam Muni gave his name Satyakam and gave initiation to him. So the initiation, Diksha, we are getting Diksha also. What is the meaning of Diksha? Diksha meaning is Devya Gyanam Jato Dadyat Gurjat Papasya Sankhyam. This is Diksha. Guru is giving us Divya Gyan, the transcendental knowledge. And that Divya Gyan, what is the meaning of Divya Gyan? Divya Gyan means Samanda Gyan. Guru is connecting us with Bhagavan Krishna. And Guru is teaching us how to serve Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore we have Diksha Guru and Sikha Guru. Diksha Guru can become Sikha Guru. Sikha Guru can become Diksha Guru. Sometimes Diksha Guru and Sikha Guru both are different. But both are equal level. We cannot put Sikha Guru down, Diksha Guru up, or Diksha Guru down, Sikha Guru. We cannot do like that. They are equally respectable. We should give respect to Diksha Guru and Sikha Guru. So what Diksha Guru is doing? Diksha Guru is giving samanda. Samanda with Krishna. And Sikha Guru is teaching us how to move in Braja. Braja means the abode of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, both are Brahmana. And when we are getting this teaching from the Guru, how to get connected, related with Krishna, and how we will move in Krishna Dham, or what we will do in Krishna Dham, then we are also becoming Brahmana. So therefore the Vaishnavas are real Brahmana. Here it is said that Brihaspati is saying to Indra that one day the Bali Maharaj will disrespect Brahmana and then he will become powerless and you can occupy again your heavenly planet. So that is also a very interesting thing. So what Bali Maharaj will do? He will defy his Guru Shukracharya. Shukracharya was Brahmana. But why he will defy Shukracharya? Because Shukracharya will say to Bali Maharaj that you see in the form of dwarf brahmachari, Lord Vishnu is present here. And Lord Vishnu has come to take away all your material opulences. So therefore, please break your promise. Don't promise to give charity to him. But Bali Maharaj will not listen to it. Bali Maharaj will think that this is not good to break promise, to become mithyachari, liar. The liar is saying something today, tomorrow is saying, no, this is not correct. Asatya. Satya, asatya. Truth, untruth. This lying, the Brahmana cannot lie. Kshatriya cannot lie. A king cannot lie. So, Bali Maharaj will reject Shukracharya. When he will reject Shukracharya, when he will not follow the order of Shukracharya, then he will commit mistake. That means commit offense at the feet of a Brahman. So, Prabhupada Maharaj saying, one can take this risk. One can take the risk when one is going to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Even at the cost of our life, we should serve Lord Vishnu. We should please Lord Vishnu or Krishna at the cost of our life. So Bali Maharaj did this. He refused. He did not obey the order of his guru. We know the disobedience is not good. One should disobey his guru is always offensive. But he did it. By the help of his guru, he became so powerful. By the help of Brahmanas, he became so powerful. Even he was suggested by the Brahmanas that if you do this yajna, then you can remain in heavenly planet in the position of Indra for a long time. So, no one can get any type of position or high-class position, opulences, all these things, without the mercy of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. So even Indra is the king of the demigods. But he did yajna. Therefore, he could become Indra. So when Prithu Maharaj was advised to do 100 horse sacrifices, Ashwamedha yajna, and when he was going to complete, before that Indra became disturbed that Prithu Maharaj will occupy his position as Indra. So he created disturbances. That is there in Bhagavatam. So here the Brahmanas, they are suggesting Bali Maharaj to go for this yajna. If he will do as much as fire sacrifices, then he can remain in that position. So, the yajna we know, all the yajnas, all the fire sacrifices should be done for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu, because he is yajna purusha. To make him happy, to make him satisfied, one should do yajna. Even one will remain in heavenly planet, he needs to do yajna. So the yajna was performed by Bali Maharaj. So many are doing many types of yajnas to get some material opulences, material benefit. So without the sanction of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, one cannot get anything. In order to get some type of happiness or material, even that is material happiness, he has to do yajna. In other words, you can say, without the sanction of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, one cannot perform yajna. One cannot get any opulences or benefit in his life. So whatever we are getting here, even material pleasure we are getting, that material pleasure also sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Vishnu. Dakshya Prajapati, he was asked by Brahma to go for procreation. For that, he has to undergo tapasya. He has to please Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj says that even if someone is going for sex life, someone is going for getting pleasure in sex, he has to pray to the Supreme Lord. By the mercy of Supreme Lord, one can do sex. Without the mercy, without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, one cannot do anything. Even a blade of grass will never shake without his mercy. By his mercy, everything is taking place. So even if we need some material benefit, some material pleasure, we must go and beg to the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Vishnu. But those who are intelligent persons, they will never do like that. Because they know this material pleasure, material opulences will bring so much dukkha, so much miseries, sufferings. So they will never go for praying to Lord for the dukkha, for the miseries. So they, intelligent person, they will go and ask Bhagavan Krishna, pray to Bhagavan Krishna for transcendental pleasure. Divya Sukha, eternal pleasure, eternal happiness. This temporary happiness will not make us satisfied. Even many are getting so many types of happiness, so many ways, but they are not satisfied. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj said, one lecture he said that a person is drawing some salary, maybe say 1,000 pound. And he is always looking to become more satisfied, more happy. He is always looking for this 1,000 should be increased to 2,000 or 3,000. But when he is getting 3,000 pound, still he is not becoming happy. But he is making so much endeavor, so much effort for getting more money to become happy. But this money cannot make one happy. So only by serving to Bhagavan Krishna, one can become happy. Krishna is to be worshipped. This is known by Brahman. Brahman, they know this thing. Krishna is to be worshipped. And when Krishna is to be worshipped, we must go for worshipping Krishna. We must serve him. Serve him in his favor, in favor, favorable direction, anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam, which he doesn't like, we should give up. And therefore Brahmana will say what we should do. How we can please Bhagavan Krishna, thereby we can please ourselves, we can get satisfaction. Therefore, these Brahmanas, though they are not directing Bali Maharaj in right way, but still they are to be respected. The Brahmana to be respected. Even if they are born in Brahman family only and they don't have that quality as a Brahmana, should be respected. We can see in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Ashwatthama applied his Brahmastra, and killed Draupadi's 5 sons, innocent. They were sleeping. If someone is sleeping, if someone will apply any weapons to kill them, that means he becomes Atatai, murderer, killer. And he should be given punishment, death punishment. So this was the argument of the Pandavas. Pandavas, they were doing this argument. He should be killed. When he was caught by Arjun brought him, Krishna and Arjun, they brought him, Ashwatthama, to the Pandavas and Kunti and Draupadi, they were present. The Pandavas, they said he should be killed. Arjuna and others, they quoted, they referred Shastra, they said he should be killed because he is a killer, a murderer. Jai Radha Gopalananda. But Draupadi argued he should not be killed because he is a Brahmana. Then there was so much conversation was there, argument was going on, who is real Brahmana, who is not Brahmana, all these things were discussed that time. But finally what happened? Krishna agreed what Draupadi said. Draupadi said, yes, okay, but he is Brahmana Putra, the son of Brahmana. He might not have done the activities like Brahmana, but still he is Brahmana Putra. So we should not create any precedent killing that Brahmana Putra, son of Brahmana, Ashwatthama. So therefore Ashwatthama was not killed. Only by the instruction of Krishna Bhagavan, his head was saved. So similarly, we should not disrespect Brahmana. Even if that Brahmana is not asking us to go and serve Bhagavan Krishna, but still we should not disrespect. We should not disrespect any devata or any demigods, any Brahmana, because still they are born in high class family, Brahmana family. So therefore we should not disrespect them. So here Shukracharya, as a Brahmana and Guru, he was helping the Bali Maharaj and demons. And Bali Maharaj was listening to him and acting according to Shukracharya's direction. But Shukracharya, though he was not helping Bali Maharaj to serve Lord Vishnu or Krishna, but still he knew the Vedic culture, so he was putting Bali Maharaj in that Vedic culture. But Bali Maharaj was more intelligent. How he became more intelligent? Because of Prahlad Maharaj. He was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj was Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj was a very good devotee of Lord Krishna. So therefore, he inherited some knowledge from his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. Therefore we say, in a family, if one will become Vaishnava, then he can deliver the 21 generation. Similarly, now the Bali Maharaj, though he is born in demoniac family, Asura, but still he will think that he will give everything to Lord Bhavanadev. Sarvasva Vishnave Dadyat. One should give everything to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Everything. His himself, his family members, his opulences, his money, possessions, whatever is there, he should offer to Lord Vishnu. That much Bali Maharaj knew. That intelligence he was having. Therefore, he said that if he is cheating me, Lord Vishnu is cheating me as a dwarf brahmachari, but still I will give everything to him. I will not listen to Shukracharya. He didn't listen to Shukracharya. So that was our one question when we test the devotees who are taking initiation. Before that we ask for some questions. And one question is there. When, in which circumstances, guru should be rejected? The guru should be rejected when guru is going against the sweet will of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Guru is not showing us the path to go to Krishna, Vishnu. Rather, guru is showing us how to get material accumulations. And that guru should be rejected. This is also in this eighth canto, other chapters it will find that this is there. So the Kshatriyas, they are the representative of Bhagavan Krishna. Naranang Naradhipaham. Naranang Naradhipaham. Among all the Nara, all the human being, Bhagavan Krishna saying, I am the king. That means the king is the representative of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, we say in Jagannath Puri, the king of Jagannath Puri, we say, Chalanti Vishnu Pratima. Chalanti means movable Vishnu. He is movable Vishnu, we say. Because he is a direct representative of Bhagavan, Jagannath or Krishna. So that therefore the king has to see the Brahminical activities should go on. What is the Brahman? Means what is the Brahman? Brahman means one has to leave this body, have to leave this material world knowing Brahman. Those who are leaving their body knowing Brahma, knowing Bhagavan, he is called Brahmana. And opposite is Kripana. Brahmana opposite is Kripana. Kripana is leaving his body without knowing about Bhagavan. So therefore, they are not satisfied. Those who are not knowing Bhagavan Krishna, they will never be satisfied. But those who are knowing Krishna Bhagavan, they will be satisfied. When they will leave body, they will go straight to Bhagavan's dham. And what they will do? They will do seva there. Here they are doing seva, there also they will do seva. Here they are dasa, there also they will be dasa. But some are thinking, here, you see, I don't want to become dasa. This dasa word is very difficult word. I don't want to listen always dasa, dasa, dasa. I'll be happy if someone will say Prabhu. That means I want to become the Lord. So this way, when one is leaving body, so actually he is coming back here again. If you will not become Daso, we have no place there in Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. Equally, Ishvara Krishna are Sabhritya. Krishna is the only Supreme Lord. All are bhuktya, all are servitors. So how can we say we'll go to Vaikuntha Loka and Goloka Vrindavan so that our servitorship will go, we'll become Lord. Oh, sarupya. Sarupya. Same form. In Vaikuntha Loka, Bhagavan is having gada, padma, glove, lotus, disc, and consel. So we'll have the same. 400-fold. So we are Bhagavan. No. Even if they are having sarupya mukti, they are getting the same form of Bhagavan, but still they are dasa. So we should always be dasa. Here we are dasa, there also we will be dasa. Those who are having this idea that they will never become dasa if they will go to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, actually they are kripana. They are kripana. So they are kripana, kripana neha tripyanti bahu dukkha bhaja. That kripana is not getting any sukha, bahu dukkha, so much misery, so much sufferings. Time and again they are coming to this material world and they are getting so much dukkha, so much. This material world is full of miseries, sufferings. One cannot become Lord there. The Lord is only Krishna. Everybody is das, serving him. Only here, for the time being, temporary period, you can say, I am the Lord. Here, not there. Here everyone can claim that I am, you know, who am I? I am so and so, you don't know this. That you can say, you can claim in this material world. But spiritual world, everyone is dasa. So therefore, the kripanas, opposite of Brahma, they are not satisfied. Because here they cannot become, here also they cannot become this Lord. There also they cannot become Lord. So how they will be satisfied? But the Brahmana knows that he is the supreme one and we should serve him as a dasa, he is satisfied. Here satisfied, there also satisfied. Because he is doing his eternal duty. The eternal duty is to please Krishna or Vishnu. That is the eternal duty of the jivas. As jiva, we should do this. And only in this human form of life we can do this. We can understand this. We can accept an advanced spiritualist and you can listen, we can follow him, then we can understand this and we can make our life very happy, satisfactory. All satisfaction will be there. Otherwise there is no satisfaction at all. And the Brahmana is saying how one will become satisfied. Brahmana is saying how one will become satisfied. No one else can say this thing. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj said, we are creating Brahma. The Vaishnavas, they know how to please Krishna. The Vaishnavas, they are Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. The Bhakta knows how to please Bhagavan, how to make happy. So therefore, the Vaishnavas are real Brahma. Your time. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Muratraj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda jiu ki jai. Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Bhakta Hanuman jiu ki jai. Jai Shri Gornitay ki jai. Samabeta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitay Gurudev Anandeya.